Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Juliana of Street Entrepreneurs. Juliana, it's great to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Definitely. It's a pleasure. It's all ours. And what I want to do is just read a little bit more about Juliana so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Juliana is the founder and CEO of Street Entrepreneurs. She is an inquisitive, passionate creator and organizer constantly working to drive action and local impact. She graduated summa cum laude with a BA in political science and a minor in communications and Latin American studies from Florida Southern College. While in college, she spent time volunteering with 20 grassroots organizations across the world. Juliana has received multiple awards for her service, including a United States Congressional Bronze Certificate. As well, Juliana has been honored by being named a Diana Davis Global Good Fund Fellow, Ford Motor Company Global Scholar, and Aspen Latino Institute Fellow, and a Cologne Scholar. Prior to starting Street Entrepreneurs, Juliana collaborated with World Bank's Group's Information Communications Technology Community, a practice for agriculture, to design and support the first agri-hackathon program in Uganda. Juliana, are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. All right, so the first thing I wanted to ask you is for what I call your CEO story, and what led you get started with your business?
So I really believe in creating a world where people with great hustle and talent have access to the education capital and networks they need to solve the problems that matter to them. And what our organization does is create a great funnel, right? We really believe that those three ingredients are key and they should be the sole determinants of access. I am an immigrant. My parents came to this country and they had so much hustle and, just this sheer passion of we'll figure it out. And they did, my mom didn't speak English in another system, yet she found a way to pay the bills with entrepreneurship. And it's that same hustle I recognize in all entrepreneurs that really drives drove me to start Street Entrepreneurs. And I think whether you're helping kids with autism communicate using artificial intelligence, or you are starting a lifestyle company so that you can make the money you need and be the owner of your time, it doesn't matter. That same hustle is there, and you should have access to whatever it is you need to bring your vision to life.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, thank you very much, and I'll stop it here. Nice. I definitely appreciate, especially giving back to the entrepreneurial community. I feel like somebody that creates more and more people that are creating things, it starts to create that kind of domino effect.
Yes, for sure.
Awesome. And what led you, I guess, to start? Where did the idea for Street Entrepreneurs really come about?
I think it's been in me for quite some time. Mm-hmm. I am an immigrant from Colombia. My family moved here when I was 9. We moved to Colorado for Collins. And my parents started a restaurant called Gogi's, and it went under the September 11th kind of economic crisis. Mm-hmm. And my mom, being this, fearless woman that had all the hustle in the world and would figure anything out, started a cleaning company to pay the bills. So this is a woman who doesn't know English and didn't know the system, but she found a way to make money to survive, right? So she was solving a problem for herself and for others by giving individuals a clean and peaceful home to come to, and helping seniors who didn't have the means to do that for themselves. So I had so much admiration for my mom and her capacity to figure things out. So fast forward a couple of years, I am working at the World Bank as a consultant. And for me, that was just a dream job, quite frankly. I was working for this brilliant people. And I was learning so much. And I just remember going into the office and passing by people who were experiencing homelessness and wanting to support them, but not knowing how. So I just kind of started doing a little bit of research, and I figured out that, a very high number, I think it's up to 40% of homeless youth sell drugs to make ends meet. And the reasons they wind up on the streets are really beyond our control: aging out of foster care, getting kicked out of home for being gay. So I wanted to work with these youth to use, quite frankly, those skills to build legitimate businesses that would allow them to make enough money to get out of the shelter. So I saw, when I started, I really thought I was doing it for them. And later, when I kind of kept asking myself why, I realized that the reason I related and I cared is because I saw my mom's hustle in them. And then it evolved from there. So we had a retired corporate trainee show up to one of our trainings. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, well, why are you here? Like, I'm literally advertising for homeless youth. Like, you're neither homeless and you're not a youth. Said, well, you have this really amazing teacher coming in to speak, and I just want to hear her. She was a sales teacher that charged quite a bit to do her trainings, and she was doing one free of cost for us. So then I had other people who came because they hated their jobs, and yet others were not making enough, and some just really wanted to solve a problem, like. Erin wanted to help kids with autism communicate using artificial intelligence, and Jasmine wanted to create low carbon footprint shoes. So we completely got rid of any barrier to entry and said, if you have heart, talent, and grit, and you have firsthand experience of the problem you're trying to solve, then you're welcome. So what we see ourselves as kind of a grit funnel, where people from all backgrounds and socioeconomic statuses are welcome, and we have kind of tiered pricing to make things accessible. But what we really value is talent, and we define talent as the unique insights an individual has into a problem that only they can solve. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I definitely appreciate you for breaking that down. And it's funny, I used to always say that I felt like entrepreneurship was hope, because I think a lot of times, sometimes, in just as you talked about with your mother and all the people that you worked with and that you saw, you sometimes don't feel like there's a way out. And often having that entrepreneurial spirit or that mindset allows you to kind of create those opportunities. So I definitely, appreciate you for sharing that. But on an even deeper level, obviously, helping out so many other people, helping out yourself, and as far as like making the overall world a better place.
Thank you.
Very, very welcome. And so I wanted to ask you now for what I call your secret sauce. And it could be for you personally, or it could be for your business and organization. But what do you feel kind of sets you apart and makes you unique?
So I think there's three things that make our program unique, right? The first is that the education is really hands-on. It's 30% content, 30% connecting with others, and 30% planning. Then the second thing is we accept founders of all business phases and industries, and then we place them into a cohort that is right for them. Through the talent exchange, people typically connect with upwards of 10 people. We actually utilize this technique that is really inspired by the Kiva method. That's an indigenous people's facilitation technique from Southwest Texas. That really harnesses people's experiences to create connections in a very practical and fast-paced way. So after the workshops, it's up to the entrepreneurs to stay connected. We simply kind of facilitate the connections. Then the last thing is, we give people a platform to validate their ideas at Street Pitch, right? So to have a successful business, you've got to be solving a problem for people, right? And there's a lot of assumptions that are made in this, which is why we really want the individual to have a connection to that. So when they get on that stage, they get to say, okay, well, is this just something that's solving a problem for me, or is it solving a problem for the wider community, the wider audience, right? So you really get to kind of test that. I could go on for a while, but I think I'll pause there.
Awesome. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So it could be like an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
So the first is meditation. I meditate in the mornings and I meditate in the evenings.
And then sometimes I think about my personal reason, which is really creating a world where a person experiencing a problem has the access they need to solve it. Right. So it's back to the nothing about us without us kind of mentality.
Awesome. So I wanted to ask you now for what I call your CEO nugget. And that could be a word of wisdom, a piece of advice, or something you might say to your younger business self.
So don't wait for the perfect time or the perfect solution, the perfect plan, because it's just not going to come. I think now is as good a time as any, because now is the only time you have.
So now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So Juliana, what does being a CEO mean to you?
The word itself is meaningless to me, quite frankly. I think if you were to ask me what it means to be, to lead a team and to envision an organization and bring it to life, now that has meaning, right? So I think there's great responsibility when people follow you, be it a volunteer or an investor or a donor, or a team, right? They're believing in your vision and they're believing in you to bring it to life, right? And that to me, has a deep responsibility, right? I don't believe in hierarchical management. Sure, there's some structures where it works, right? But for the most part, I really like to have people own a piece of the puzzle and take accountability and responsibility for it. So there's three things that are three cultural aspects that I really want to build in this entrepreneurs organization. And I think the first is we're performance driven, right? So it doesn't matter, you know, if you do it from home, if you do it from the office, if it takes you 20 hours or if it takes you 50, like, I care that you get it done. You recruit the best lecturers who are deeply passionate about teaching entrepreneurs and skilled, right? You recruit mentors and coaches. You find partners who can host our space, right? So like, that's what I care about. So I don't really care so much about, you know, the structure of it, but rather, you know, the performance. And the second piece of it is communications. So we communicate a lot. So we have check-ins and checkouts. And I think the reason why I think that's important is because nobody leaves their work at home. You know, if your grandma was diagnosed with cancer, yes, it's going to impact your work. And yes, that is okay. And if your team knows, then they can better support you, right? And then the third thing is fun, right? So ultimately, this is a beautiful mission, and we want to have fun while we're making it happen, right? And be kind to one another. So that's,
Awesome. Well, thank you. I definitely appreciate that perspective and that definition and how you kind of broke it down and manifest itself, obviously in your day-to-day life, but also in your organization. So I truly appreciate that. And I appreciate your time even more. So what I wanted to do is pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you can let our readers and listeners know. And then of course, how best they can get a hold of you, find out more about the organization and all the awesome things you're working on.
Yeah, of course. So our applications for Founder Retreats are open. Right now, it's Friday through Sunday, Friday evening through Sunday. We schedule it in this time because we might want to make it accessible to working people. There are scholarships and childcare stipends available for people who might be prevented from attending because of those barriers. All you have to do is apply. And after you're accepted, we'll have a conversation. The application for the scholarships is really simple. I just ask you to let me know how you're going to pay forward to someone else, and that's it. I hope people apply, and feel free to share Gresham, this podcast name as a partner code.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. We'll definitely have the link and information in the show notes so that everybody can follow up with you. And do you have to be located in the DC area to apply?
Yeah, in the DMV area.
Okay.
DMV. If you can make it to DC, then you're welcome.
Okay, perfect. I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that as well too, but definitely appreciate you for sharing your story, sharing your mother's story, and so many of the stories and people that you have affected. And we will have, again, the link and information in the show notes so that everybody can follow up with you. But I appreciate you for your time, and I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.